In the right place at the right time.
Okay, so we finished our discussion of Aseres HaDibros. Now, of course, we have the Seder Karbanos. Okay, take a look at the paragraph that right after it says Seder Karbanos. You see it? Page Lamed Zayin. Tam Amiris HaKarbanos, the Amru Chazal B'Menachos. Mara says in Daf Kuf Yudom Unbeis, Zos Toras HaChatos. Kol HaOsek, the Toras Chatos, Ki Ilu Hikriv Chatos. Right, whoever is involved in the Torah of a chatos is as if though he brought the chatos. The pshat is, this is how you should teach about the chatos. Because the Torah uses that lashon med, zos toras hametzorah. You know, the Torah uses that for many cases. Right? So that, I remember once introducing the Torah on the Shabbos morning like this. And if, does that mean that if you learn about Hilchos Tzedakah, it's like giving Tzedakah? If you learn about Hilchos Tefillin, it's like you're giving Tefillin? You're wearing Tefillin? Where does, why? The word Torah appears in a lot of places in the Torah. So, is it Xeris HaKasav only in those places? Right? If I learn about Paraduma, it's as if though, and I need water sprinkled on me, then all I have to do is learn about it? Who would ever say such a thing? So I have to tell you, there's an older version of this medrash, and it says Uva Medrash Isa. That's where I'm just going to continue reading. Okay. Amalo Avraham LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's skipping the whole beginning of a medrash, which I have to fill in for you. Okay. When Hashem told Avram the first Ben Absarim in Perek Tesvav of Bereishis, Avram says Bama Edaki Irashena. How do I know I'm going to get these things? Which is real chutzpah, right? So Rashi says on that pasuk, "B'ma'idaki Roshana" really means, "How do I know that my descendants will always be worthy of this bounty?" Okay, I feel that I'm going to stick with your program. But what happens if my grandson doesn't? What happens for the Jew who goes off the derech?
Seems to be a good question.
Yeah. So Roshana means that I'll inherit it, meaning to my descendants if they go off the derech. So and all but one did, right? So Hashem says, okay, let them do tshuva. So Avram says, how do you do tshuva? And Hashem says, they bring a korban. So Avram says, that's good for when there's a place to bring a korban. What happens if my descendants are living at a time, us, where we don't have korbanos? What should we do then? Because if you're telling me that full tshuva for certain avirus, if you eat dam, you eat chelev, you violate Shabbos, you don't have full kapara by just saying I won't do it anymore. You've got to bring the chatas, right? So what do my descendants do if they're living at a time where there's no chatas? Read. Can you tell me the answer, by the way?
You read and learn korbanos.
Learn korbanos. Read it. Even just read it with kavana. Amar lo Avram LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kaya mayehi lahem. You see, this assumes like you know a lot, right?
Yeah.
If you didn't know this introduction I just gave you, do you know what this is going to mean? Amar lo Kodesh Baruch Hu, you korim b'Torah b'parashas hakarbanos, u'mal ani aleihem kilu hikrivum. I'm just reading, and then I'll consider as if though they actually brought those karbanos. Nice. Okay. Right, but when it comes to tzedakah, you got to actually give the tzedakah, buddy. You can't just, you know, oh, but I read about tzedakah today. Right? So
this is essentially like a halacha.
In fact, I once heard a Reshechter and a Shir say that to say the Karbanos is at least a Doraisa. Because Hashem told this to Avraham. I mean, I know it's an Agadah. But Hashem's will is like a Doraisa, no? If God tells you to do something, but it's not written in the Torah, do it as if though it's written in the Torah. I mean, the deity is not the Torah, the deity is God.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Say?
Yeah.
Plus, but Zos Torah Sachatos is a remez. That's why he started the paragraph with that.
But we derive the halacha from a gada like this? I thought it was just like...
I mean, but it fits the, you know, what's written there before. Okay? Just incidentally, I just want to tell you, because it's in my head right now. There's a pasuk in Yeshayahu where it says, Avicha harishon chota, your first father sinned. So Radak says it's talking about Adam Harishon. Ibn Ezra says it's talking about Noach sitting after he left the ark. And Rashi, for some reason, on that pasuk in Yeshayahu says it's talking about Avraham when he asked Bama Edaki Yerushana. So in Spirit Shalat Torah, he goes out of his way to try to absolve Avraham. To absolve Avraham. for saying that, and the Gemara does also. Although I will tell you, there's a Gemara in the Darim. It also admits that Avram was acting with a little too much chutzpah then. The Flamadal. All right, but still, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that the Mardak Yerushana really means, I don't know, we'll always be worthy of it. It's us. Descendants of Avram Avinu. Amazing. Amen.
Amen.
I got to come down.